Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Circle Time. How are we doing? I hope you're all doing well wherever you are when you're listening to this. We have a very, very special guest today that I am so excited about. I'm so excited to talk to you. Would you like to introduce? I like when my guests introduce themselves.
Yeah, of course.
To the circlers.
Yes. Hi, everybody. My name is Whitney Carson. I am a dancer on Dancing with the Stars. And so I've been doing that for 11 years now. So it's kind of taken up my whole life. But I also just am a social media influencer as well and a mom of two. And I got two boys. So life is crazy and wild and I love it.
Amazing. I mean, you're like an inspiration. Two boys.
Honestly, it's a nightmare.
Perfect. Can't wait.
No, it's great. It's so amazing. And you're going to love every second of it.
Were you excited to have boys or were you scared? Because I was scared when I first found out.
No, we were so excited. My husband comes from all girls, and he has all nieces, and we only have two nephews.
Oh wow!
So we were kind of waiting for the boys, and we were the last people to have boys on his side of the family.
Okay,
or have kids, and so when we found out that we had a boy first, we were so excited.
Yeah,
and it's been so fun, and then two of them is like insane, and then he's 2.5, he's almost 3. And then my youngest is 5 months old.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah, so you just had a baby.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm fresh.
You're fresh?
I got some fresh knowledge for you.
Seriously?
Some fresh products.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's 5 months old. And so just the two of them, it's hard to, it's like damage control. Because boys are wild.
Yeah.
They play and wrestle and it's the best. It's so fun. But like, don't expect him to sit and color for hours and hours like girls do.
Definitely don't. I mean, no. Even the amount that like I feel like he moves inside of me, I'm like, you're gonna be intense. I can sense it already.
Oh, well that it's so fun. It's so fun. It's just damage control right now because he loves, my youngest is Jet, and he loves him so much, but he doesn't know how hard he's being. So it's like full wrestle mode and just managing both of them is rough, but it's also great.
And where do you live?
So we live in Utah and in Orlando, actually. We're kind of like bouncing back and forth. We have like been so sick of the winters in Utah, like so cold. And so we were kind of looking for a place, and then we just decided to move into this little spot in Orlando, and we love it so much.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's really great. Have you been to Orlando?
I actually have once been to Orlando.
Okay.
And it was very quick. My husband, or he was, I guess, my boyfriend at the time, but he was on tour.
Okay.
And so there was like a show in Orlando and we had an extra night there.
Okay.
And I did karaoke in Orlando and that was pretty much it. Like I didn't see a lot of it.
Yeah. So we're kind of outside of the city and we're just like in a little pocket, like it's our little safe haven. Like we love it so much. And I didn't like going from the West Coast to the East Coast. Yeah. So different. So there's been a lot of things that we've had to adjust to and learn.
Right, right.
But the weather is just, honestly, we moved for the weather because it's just so amazing there. And we can boat and swim every day.
Sounds amazing.
Year round.
Oh my God.
I know. Come out.
Yeah, I want to.
And we take our little golf cart to the park and
that's
the pool.
So nice.
It's so nice with kids because it's just everything is right there.
Yeah.
So it's been good.
When you're not doing Dancing with the Stars this season.
No.
Correct?
Correct. Yes. Okay. No. I had the baby in May. And then the show started early August. And so it was
That's a quick turnaround.
It was kind of too quick for me.
Yeah. No, that's understandable.
Yeah.
I get that.
I kind of struggled with a little postpartum depression there for like a month.
Okay.
And that was kind of difficult, but I think just mentally, like I wasn't ready for what the show demands.
Yeah.
It's a very stressful, very demanding show, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's great, and I'm so thankful for it, but you just have to be in the right mindset.
Right,
and
right.
Healthy and, you know, in shape.
Totally.
And I think, like, as women, there's so much pressure for us to be in shape.
Yeah.
Like, which... it's crazy, but I definitely felt that a lot, like going into it.
Right.
And so I was like, I'm not ready to do that yet.
I think that's very understandable. And also like good to, at least you like can recognize it and like respect it enough to yourself enough to take a step back.
And my personality is like, I want to give 110% in everything that I do.
Yeah.
And so, especially with the show that's like my livelihood and it's my art and my career, I definitely wanted to like not half-A it, you know?
Totally.
Like I wanted to make sure that I could give it my all.
Yeah.
So, and we had just moved too. So it was like my family had just gotten settled in Orlando.
Right.
And then to like move back, because the show is like 3 months.
That's what I was going to ask. So when you're doing the show, you're living here?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. So they put us up in just West Hollywood.
Okay.
And we're there for from August to end of Thanksgiving.
Even if like you leave the show?
Even if you're eliminated, you still have to live here.
Okay.
Because you're doing... you know, guest performances and
opening numbers and stuff. Right.
Have you seen the show?
Yes, I actually went when you were Milo's partner.
Oh, no way.
Because he like invited me and my husband.
Oh, okay. Who's your husband?
His name's Cody.
Okay.
He makes like YouTube videos and stuff, but Milo like watched his videos and so he invited us to go and we were like,
oh, how
sure.
fun.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I think I actually remember that.
I feel like we met like very briefly.
Okay. Yes. Oh my gosh, how funny.
Yeah, it was so, and I loved going. And I watched your season of So You Think You Can Dance.
Oh, you did?
Like, literally forever ago?
Literally a decade ago.
Yes.
Over a decade.
It was like the one season I watched.
No way.
One that you were on.
Oh, that's amazing.
And so I was excited to...
You're like an OG. You've been here since the beginning.
I have. It's kind of insane. I was... Because you and Lindsay were like best friends on So You Think You Can Dance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Loved that storyline so much. And then when you both went to go do Dancing with the Stars...
How crazy is that?
I was like, this is beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I love it. I know. Yeah, that was kind of crazy. Like, I can't believe... like. It's pretty rare to make it on So You Think You Can Dance anyway, but like to have your best friend be there too.
Yeah.
And then both make it to the same show that you've like dreamed about being on.
It's
like one in a million.
I mean,
like,
I don't even know.
Yeah.
Because you guys are best friends just from home.
We've known each other since we were like 9 years old. And
it's
so
wild.
We just grew up dancing together.
Yeah.
And then also Jenna, who's on the show too now.
Yeah.
And Brandon, who's on the show too.
Okay.
So we all grew up at the same studio. So we kind of got a little pocket. We were kind of like in Utah, we were kind of like the first studio to make ballroom like popular.
Yeah.
Which is kind of interesting. Like we made it like We just like kind of made it popular because that's what we've been doing.
Right.
Our whole lives. But then we kind of just like made it in the forefront. And I think maybe that's why all of us made it. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean,
it's kind of crazy.
It's amazing. And you're also talented, and it's just so fun to watch.
It is. It's really fun. Do you dance at all?
I used to dance. I danced when I was a kid. I danced from when I was like 6 to when I like went to college.
Okay.
But like I was.
So you're a dancer.
Yeah, but I was never going to like go to So You Think You Can Dance. Like I was, okay. It was just more like.
More
fun.
For fun. Okay.
Yeah. I never competed or anything.
Okay. Yes.
I'm also like the least competitive person ever. And so that like just didn't appeal to me. Like the reason I started doing dance was because it was the only thing that I didn't have to compete against people in. Like I didn't want to do other sports.
You. Yeah.
Yes. I was like, the only thing you do is like a recital.
Right, right.
You're not like competing. And so like the idea of like, and there was like a competition team and stuff at my studio, but I was like,
mm-mm. Yeah.
Okay.
That is so funny. As I got older, I started to hate it. But like when I was young, I loved competing. And then as I got older, I was like, I just want to perform.
Yeah.
And then I kind of got into the So You Think and now Dancing with the Stars, and that's like all competition.
Right.
So that's been like my whole life. But as the years have progressed, it's been nice to kind of just more do it for the art of it and not focus so much on winning.
Right.
And everyone's like, well, don't you want to win? Like, you should have won.
Yeah.
And it's just like, yeah, of course I want to win. But like, there's more important things.
Right.
Like, I want to feel my absolute best and produce the best product rather than get a good score.
Right.
So like, once I changed that mentality, it was so much healthier.
Yeah, yeah, no, I'm sure.
Because I think that competitive state can really, is not great.
It can take a toll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, and so once I changed that mentality, it was just a lot more enjoyable.
Right.
You know? And I could do it for myself, and I could focus on, like, it makes people happy. And, like,
yeah.
It's kind of crazy, like, when we went on tour, because I did so many tours.
Yeah.
With them. I'm trying to think how many.
Because you do the season and then you go on tour. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And then they used to have two seasons a year.
Oh.
And so it was like a spring and a fall.
Oh,
and then
you
would do
that.
Like a summer tour, and then you would do a winter tour.
Oh, wow.
So you were literally like booked the whole year.
Yeah.
And that was crazy. But that was before I was married and then engaged. And then, I mean, obviously with kids, like that would be impossible.
Yeah.
But then I started to like meet the people that watch the show.
Yeah.
And that was really cool because they would be like, my grandma passed away last year and this was like the only thing that we had together. We would sit down every Monday night and watch you, and you just brought us together, and it was
That's
just
so
like
nice.
So cool. And you're like, okay, I'm not doing this to be the best.
Right.
And then that mentality kind of switched for me.
Right. That totally makes sense. All right, to be honest, little confession for you guys, I genuinely think you would all be shocked if you knew the amount of laundry that Cody and I do a week. And it's only going to get even more when we have a baby. I somehow end up doing a couple outfit changes a day, I feel like, especially if I'm like recording multiple podcast episodes in a day, whatever it is. And I just run through clothes, and Cody is always doing laundry because he's like training and doing all of that kind of stuff. And like I said, we have a baby. There's going to be a bunch of onesies that we're going to have to wash every single day. And I've always hated dealing with the massive plastic jugs of detergent that somehow I'm always end up spilling, or they're leaking on the counter, whatever it is. They take up so much space to store. I just hate them. And that is why EarthBreeze laundry detergent was one of my favorite product discoveries this year. EarthBreeze is a pre-measured liquidless laundry detergent sheet that dissolves in all wash cycles, hot or cold, so there's no measuring, no mess, and no heavy lifting. EarthBreeze is tough on stains, fights odors, and my clothes come out clean every single time, so you're still getting that powerful clean. I used to feel like I was always running low on detergent, and I was always going to the store to buy more, but now I'm just on their subscription, and it comes directly to me, and it's so easy. I'm able to adjust if we go out of town, or I can pause or cancel whenever I want, and I honestly just love not having to go down that dang detergent aisle, you know? I don't have to worry about it anymore. I can also fit
720 loads worth of sheets in the space I could store one big detergent jug. Isn't that crazy? Just throwing the detergent sheets in makes laundry so much easier, so much more enjoyable. And if it couldn't get any better, EarthBreeze also donates 10 loads of detergent to a charitable cause. Over 100 million loads have been donated. Switching to EarthBreeze has moved doing laundry from one of my least favorite chores to one that I really don't mind and I honestly kind of enjoy doing now. Trust me, there's no reason not to switch. Right now, my listeners can subscribe to EarthBreeze and save 40%. Go to earthbreeze.com/circletime to get started. That's earthbreeze.com/circletime for 40% off. earthbreeze.com/circletime.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I don't actually know, so maybe you could correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like everybody who's competing on the show is like really there to have fun. Like, it doesn't seem like that intense of like, you guys are like all friends.
No, so it doesn't seem like we're most friends, or we are?
It does.
It does. Oh, yeah.
It just seems like everybody's friends, but like, and then like there's someone unfortunately gets eliminated. Like, it's like, it doesn't feel like you guys like go back to your trailers and are like, no, I'm gonna beat you. Like, no, it's like very friendly.
Here's the thing is that the celebrities are going through like the most insane experience of their lives.
For sure.
Like, the most like stressful. I mean, just think about it. Like, you've never danced in your life and you're about to do something that you're so uncomfortable with.
Right.
You have to be so vulnerable.
Yeah.
You got to do it in front of millions.
Yes.
And you got to do it in front of your peers who you respect and people that you probably are fans of, you know? And so they all bond over that.
Right.
And it's kind of like the Hunger Games where it's like, or like The Bachelor, for instance, like they all bond over this like crazy experience.
Yeah.
And so that's like what makes them so close,
because
they can kind of like bond over the trauma and the highs and the lows.
It's intense.
But truly, it's like a family there. And we always try to make it a fun, enjoyable experience. But it also comes with just stress. I mean, stress on your body. It's a mental game as well. You have to not compare yourself to everybody, because everybody's path is so different and they judge everybody differently.
Right.
So you're like, tough. Why did that guy get a 10 and I got an 8? It's like, it's a different path. But there's just so many levels and aspects to the show that I could go on about. But it really is like a big family there.
Yeah. I'm curious. I've actually always wondered this because I feel like I see stuff on TikTok like a day of my life being on Dancing with the Stars. Like, I've seen people like post stuff like that, but I'm actually so curious like what it looks like as a professional on the show. Like, what does your week look like when you're doing it? Because you're choreographing these routines, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And are you finding out like what style it is like on that Monday?
Yeah. So it's different every season with the teams the music team and the production team kind of switches up a little bit. But for the most part, you have your dance song and style, hopefully a few days before you're supposed to choreograph.
Okay.
Okay, so like Monday is the show, right?
Yeah.
So you do the show. You hopefully have an idea of what you're doing on Tuesday because you have...
Like for the next week.
For the next week.
Yeah.
So you do the show. All is great. You made it. The next morning, I'll usually take the morning to choreograph.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll probably take about 4 hours, like 4 hours to choreograph the whole thing.
Okay. And did that shorten over time?
Yes.
Okay.
As I got better at hiding their weaknesses and accentuating what they're good at.
Right.
And knowing like, okay, I know this is going to work. I know this is not going to work.
Yes.
But it changes every season with your partner, obviously, because they all are so different.
Right.
And they all work differently. So it was like some celebrities I could choreograph and then I could kind of like change and play with things as I'm like teaching them.
Right.
And that's like if you have someone good.
Yeah.
That can like learn it quick and add in their own thing.
Right.
And you could say, you know, I want you to do like, what do you feel comfortable doing? Do you feel comfortable doing this or this?
Yeah.
And so... So, yeah, so it changes with each partner, but you choreograph, and then right after that, you teach them the routine.
Okay.
You try to teach them as much as possible.
Yes.
I always feel like it's best to teach everything that you can on Tuesday, just so they have it, and they can sleep on it, and then the next day, you can work on the technique.
Yeah.
Then you have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay.
To perfect it, change it.
Wow.
Get it to music.
Yeah.
That's like a whole other thing, to get it to music.
Right.
Is like... a whole other thing.
Yeah.
And that usually is just like the worst day. Like,
okay.
The worst day because
you're not just counting anymore than you're doing the actual music.
But I kind of work differently with pros, like out of the pros. I like to just put music in as soon as possible because I choreograph like to the music. Like I love
interesting. Okay.
Like I don't choreograph really to counts.
And okay.
My partners kind of hate me because I'm like, okay, I need you to learn this and then I'm going to turn the music on and try and do it this fast or I'll slow it down for them.
Right.
Am I boring you with all this?
Oh my God. I'm so into it. I'm just so curious because you just see the final product on TV.
There's just so and there's, much.
Yes, there's so much that goes into it. And also like I think you hear like the celebrities talk about like how grueling it is and how hard, but they don't like you never actually hear what they're actually doing. Like you see some clips of it before their performance.
It's so true.
And I think it's like so, it's eye opening.
Yes. There's a lot and you're constantly working. Like if I'm done with my partner, I'm going home and I'm still thinking about it.
Yeah.
And I'm still working and I'm trying to get the music for the next week.
Right.
Trying to figure out what dance styles we have left to do.
Yeah.
And then so you have that whole week and then Sunday is your camera blocking day. So you have to be ready for stage on Sunday.
Right.
So that's like really Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That's like only 4 days that you have to get this down to music.
Right. And these people are not professionals. Like they don't know.
No. Like, I've had a few partners where it's, like, they couldn't even clap to the music. Like, just
that's insane.
Doing this.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
They can't do.
So right.
You got to work with that, and you just have to adjust.
Yeah.
And so that's why sometimes when the judges are, like, give them more steps. Give them more to do. It's, like, I literally can't.
Right. You're, like I'm doing everything I can.
Literally. Like, I need you to come in here and try and teach what I'm doing.
Right. You give them more steps.
Then you will experience what I've experienced.
Right.
So it's just kind of funny to be on that side of it, too, because now I'm watching it and I'm looking at what the judges are saying and I'm seeing what the pros are trying to do with the celebrities.
Right.
And I'm like, I totally get why, you know, you guys are doing what you're doing because he can't. Like last night, I think Billy told PETA and Barry is like the older guy.
Okay.
He got eliminated last night.
Oh, sorry, Barry.
Sorry, Barry. But the Billy Porter, the judge, was like, I think you need more steps. I think you need to do a little bit more. And PETA's face was just like, no.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so it's just kind of funny looking at it now from the outside in.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then Sunday's camera blocking day, and then the show is the next day, and you do like a rehearsal in the morning, and then you do dress rehearsal.
Okay.
And then it's the show.
Wow.
So it's just kind of crazy. I mean,
it's so intense.
It's so intense. And then once you perform it, and you're like, you've done all week, and you've put all this effort into this one dance.
Yeah.
It's like, goodbye, done, on to the next.
Forget about it.
You're on to the next, a new stressful week.
it's so crazy, but it's also so cool. And it's like, there's just so much that goes into it that I just, like I said, I just really think that like people don't realize.
Yeah, no. And then you also have to work with like also creativity. Like, so you're choreographing, but you're also trying to come up with something different,
right?
And like something that people haven't seen,
right?
Or like a different trick that people haven't seen.
Yeah.
And you're trying to also teach like the technique.
Yeah, there's
so it's
a
like
lot.
there's a lot, but it's good. I mean, when you have someone good, it's actually kind of more stressful because people expect you to, like, I feel like that's kind of what happened last season with me is...
Who were you partnered with last season?
Wayne Brady.
Oh, that's cool.
And he was great.
Yeah.
He was so super, super talented.
Yeah.
But we had pressure every single week to be the best.
Right.
And so that's when you have to... That's the mental game of it.
Yeah.
It's like, we're going to do our best,
right?
But we can't necessarily be the best.
The best. Yeah.
And so that was tricky. And, you know, you're also like, as a choreographer and professional, you're also kind of a life coach too.
Yeah.
Like trying to, okay, you're good.
Right.
Do your best.
Yes.
Don't look at and cheer people on.
Of
but
course.
Don't like compare yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you're kind of a life coach too, as well as a choreographer. So we wear many hats.
And it's amazing.
All right, Circlers, I am so excited to talk about this next sponsor because it's one of my favorite clothing brands. So comfy, so cozy. That is Marine Layer. I feel like I have just been living in their stuff recently. All I really want is to just be comfy. And it is all so soft and cozy. And it's really all I want to wear. I'm obsessed with my Marine Layer sweaters and my sweats and my jackets. Cody loves his Marine Layer flannels. And he has this one t-shirt from Marine Layer that he just absolutely cannot get enough of. It fits him perfectly. And I love it too. It is the perfect place to shop right now for some new pieces for winter or to give as gifts to your loved ones. They have something every person in your life would love. So it's a good place to knock out a lot of your holiday shopping. There are so many cozy sweaters. There's beanies, flannels, fun socks, ski bags, weekender bags, coats, so much more. I am currently obsessed with their new Winter Archive collection because it's vintage, full of bright colors, fun color-blocked puffer vests, oversized winter sweaters, quarter zips, just all of the best stuff. I want every single piece, to be completely honest. They also have free shipping and returns for an entire year. An entire year. Isn't that crazy? With no questions asked. So you do not need to worry about getting someone the wrong size or a color that they don't like or anything like that because you can just return it. It's so easy. I think we can all admit that great gifts can be hard to find. It's not easy. So look no further than Marine Layer. I promise whoever you gift this to will absolutely love it. For a limited time, get 15% off at marinelayer.com/circletime15. That's marinelayer.com/circletime15 for 15% off your entire order. Saving your closet one shirt at a time.
I'm curious to know how it is when you're paired up with a celebrity. Like, you don't know who you're going to be paired up with, correct?
No, yeah.
And how many seasons have you done?
11.
Okay.
11 seasons.
So how, like, out of those 11
seasons,
how many, like, partners have you, like, really clicked with? And how many has it just been like, okay, I guess we're dancing together? Like, because you have to have some sort of chemistry. You're working closely with these people.
Yes.
And I wonder sometimes, like, if everybody's just bonds with their partner or if it's like just kind of like awkward sometimes.
You don't bond with every single partner that you have.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm a pretty easy person to get along with.
Yeah.
I would hope.
I would say so. I'm getting along with you great right now.
But as like a student, it's, you know, like it's that fine line of like you're trying to be a motivator but also a teammate. So like you have to be the coach and the teammate. So it's kind of an interesting dynamic. But I would say out of those, I want to say I have had more partners than that. But I think most of them have been good.
Okay.
And then I've just had probably a little handful of ones that I haven't gotten along great with.
Yeah. And is that just because...
But I get along fine. I've gotten along fine with every one
yeah.
of them.
But like, I think more, you just connect with more
You connect
than
with
others.
People, yeah. yeah. It's like, you can get along fine with them and you can be professional, but then there's the few, like Milo and Frankie and
yeah.
Alfonso, those few that you're like, okay, you're my friend for life. You
right,
know?
Right.
But it is hard because you're with them 24/7.
Yeah.
And you're such an intimate environment where it's right. just you two.
Right.
And your team. And like, you know, you're going through this huge, stressful, amazing experience together.
Yeah. yeah.
So it definitely makes a breaker season for me if I don't get along with the partner.
Yeah. And is that usually like if there has been a partner that you've kind of just haven't like clicked with fully, is that just because like it's been just like you're just different people or they're just kind of like more in this like standoffish in the zone or like is it you're just you have completely different personalities?
Yeah, it's kind of all over the board. It's I would say. It's tricky without like saying any specifics.
I know. I don't want you to have to throw anyone under
the
bus.
No. I don't. I really have gotten along with all of my partners. I would say it's mostly just like the way that they react to stressful situations.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, so it's not necessarily their personality.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure if we went out to lunch, we would be fine.
Right.
You know, it's like the nitty gritty, like.
Right.
Okay, how do you act under pressure? Are
yeah.
you going to crack and do something weird and freak out?
Yeah.
Or are you going to stay calm and stay with me?
Right.
And it's also, like, as a teacher, you are, like, criticizing them. And you're trying to motivate.
Right.
But you're also like, this needs to be better. Do this.
Yes.
So
and they could take it personally. And has anyone ever taken it like?
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
I think every single one of my partners has wanted to kill me.
Okay.
I'm sure of it. Like okay. Alfonso, who's like my brother. Like
yeah.
him and I are super close.
Yeah. Does he work on the show now?
Yeah, he's the host.
Okay, that's what I thought.
He's the host now.
Right.
And so he's, yeah,
that's
he's
so
done
nice.
Amazing.
Then you guys get to see each other often.
I know. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it so much. But even him, he'll be like, you piss me off so bad sometimes. And I just had to keep my mouth shut.
Yeah.
So like.
Yes, it happens.
I'm sure I've pissed every single one of my partners
right.
off at some point.
It's a very like high stakes, high stressful situation.
Yeah,
like that's bound to happen.
Yes. And so it's either like Alfonso where he reacts where he just shuts his mouth. And he's like, okay, I know that this is
right
what I need to be doing with
yes.
you. Or it's the other one where it's like. Then they get feisty at me.
Oh, interesting.
And then it's a whole thing.
Yeah. Have you found that like when it's a partner that you're not like super super close with that like you tend to you may have gotten eliminated earlier because you're just not like vibing or have you like gone really far with someone and you're like I don't know how this is working?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I have. I've gone super far with somebody and been like how did we get through this together? But then afterwards, it's like, oh, you're the best. I love you.
Right. I mean,
it's
you guys have like, been through the
it's
trenches.
Like a toxic, it's a very toxic relationship.
Yeah, no, it makes sense.
Oh, wow. Like, this is great. You're
yeah.
amazing. Like, even Milo, who I adore.
Right.
We had like 2 days where we didn't talk to each other.
Yeah. I mean, you're spending so
you
much
know?
Time with that person.
Yeah. And so it's kind of just all over the map. And every single one has been 100% different.
Yeah. It's so interesting. Do you, I feel like seeing people dance, especially, and you, but you've been doing ballroom forever.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So when I just feel like it's so intimate sometimes.
Yes. Yeah.
And, but like, I'm assuming it's like when actors kiss, how it's like just work.
Yes. I could never do that though. Like I
no,
could,
I could never either.
Like as a,
yeah.
like I would never, like that would be crazy to me.
Yeah,
I don't know how actors do that.
Okay,
but it. I think you're right. Like to that point of that is just like you can disconnect.
Yeah,
like actors can disconnect.
Right,
because they've done it their whole lives.
Right. And they're like, it's work.
It's work. But like, okay, I don't know. Like, that's a little
no,
far
I,
for me.
I feel the same way. Yeah.
But maybe when people see me dance, they're like, oh, like.
Like maybe people are like, she really likes
him.
Yeah.
And that's, there's a difference between like chemistry.
Yeah.
A friendship chemistry.
Right.
And like a love connection. Like, okay. I feel like that is a different thing.
Right.
Because you can have chemistry with somebody and not be attracted to them.
Right. But you're like up in their zone.
Right. And that is where like the acting part comes in.
Yeah.
And like, I've been doing that since I was 9. You know what I mean? Like, that's just such a natural thing.
Yeah.
When you're dancing for me. Like, because dancing is, it's a sensual.
It totally
it
is.
It can, you know, it
for
can be
sure.
fun, and it can be, it can make you feel all sorts of different emotions.
Yeah.
I mean, there is a line.
I mean,
there is definitely a line where it's like, okay, that was a little inappropriate.
Okay.
Of a move or whatever. Like,
yeah.
you can tell they're dating or something.
So do you think like you can tell when people, like, because to me, 100%. If I'm watching, I'm like, everybody is into each other. Because you know what I mean? I'm like, everybody, they're all like.
That is so
dancing.
Funny.
I actually have thought about this so often. Like,
yeah, like if your husband went
on Dancing
show,
with the Stars, I think I like
you would have a hard time.
I would have a hard time.
Yes.
Like if he had to do Dancing with the Stars, I think about it a lot. Like
you do.
I would be like, no.
Oh, it's hard.
I mean, I wouldn't say no. Yeah. I can't like tell him not to do it.
Listen, there's a line, and I feel like some people cross it.
Right.
And it's a little, you know. It's like for me, for instance, like I can tell if it's too far.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so, and I think you can tell. You
right.
can tell.
Okay.
But you know, if you're a professional.
Yeah.
And you've done this for a long time, you don't cross that line.
Right.
I don't know. Like what would scare you the most? Like, is it just like their like connection, or is it like the moves? Is it like the actual moves?
I don't know. I think it's that I know that you'd be spending so much time together, and and it's so like intimate, and when you're dancing you're like so
like all
over, like there's like
there's no like real.
There's no like you only touch the shoulders, like you're like all over the place,
right.
You know what I mean?
But it's as like a choreographer, like it's such a robotic, but it's such like a technical,
that's the thing, like that's what it is,
that's what you work
yes.
on, and then you
yes.
have those moments where it's like, oh, that was cute, or
yeah,
oh, okay, that was I can tell it's a rumba because they have a connection, like
yes,
but it's not like you're gonna touch me all over the place for 5 minutes,
right?
You know, so it's like you've got to, I mean, I think all the professionals think that way.
Right.
Because that's what we've been trained to do. It's the technique.
Yes.
Rumba is probably the most sensual one of them all, but it's not like you're sitting there touching each other.
Right.
You know?
No, you're completely right.
But like, that's what, like, for you, for instance, for you, it's like, that's what you're thinking we're doing all day.
Right, because I don't know the technique.
Yeah, and you don't know that we're like, that we're like stressing on the technique.
Exactly.
Like, I don't care. You just need to like look at me. You
right.
look at me, you pretend like
yeah.
you're in love with me. Great.
Right.
Like, you don't need to be touching me the whole time.
Totally.
I actually don't like to be touched at all.
Really?
I'm like, okay, we're going to do this.
Interesting.
Just to swipe the leg. It's very like a I don't want to say robotic, but kind of. Like, it's kind of like,
it's just
this
like
is
a
what
transaction.
You're supposed to do.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is what you're supposed to do. So pretend like you like it.
Right.
And pretend like it's great and then move on and then get the technique right.
There is some acting going on there.
There is. There's definitely acting. It's so funny. I would never like label myself as an actress, but I guess I do.
Yeah.
I act
you
all
do.
The time.
Yeah.
Did but you, I did could your, never kiss somebody.
I could never kiss somebody. Was your husband ever like, did he ever have like a moment where he was like, what's going on? Like, when you guys, like, first started dating, you were like, this is what I do. And then you, like, showed him your
yes.
performance. And he was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Right.
I think because we've known each other for a long time. And all of his
okay.
sisters have danced.
Oh, okay.
And he's watched me dance and compete.
Yes. Okay.
And
is that how you met?
Yeah.
You knew his sisters?
No, so I've known him since junior high school.
Oh, wow.
And then we dated our senior year in high school.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
So I've known him for a long time. And
yeah.
so he's kind of been around it. You know, he's watched like a lot of my competitions.
Right.
And like we would compete with like with our friends that were like our brothers. Like,
yeah.
And so it was just like just so what we were used to.
Yeah.
And he's been around it for so long.
Yeah.
It's the show is obviously very different.
Yes.
It's a different beast for sure. So like our first few years of marriage.
Yeah.
Was definitely a trust yeah. building.
Yeah. I'm sure.
But that's why the celebrity spouses have such a hard time with it.
Yeah.
Because it's getting used to, okay, I know what's happening in rehearsals.
Right.
To where Carson, he knew what was happening in rehearsals. Like, because he's been with me for years. And he's right. known, okay, this is a professional relationship.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like, they're not doing, it's just, it was a trust building.
Right.
Right. And so we had years to do that.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, people who are just coming in for one season.
Yeah.
They have to just be like, okay, like.
And it's so foreign to them.
Hopefully I can trust you.
Right.
Hopefully I can trust whoever the girl is that's with you. Like,
right.
But I don't, because I don't know her.
Yeah.
And she's, like, all trying to make you do all these things, you know?
Yeah.
So I totally get it.
Yeah.
Like, I totally get it. It's hard. It's really hard.
So something I feel like I kind of find myself missing is like the learning aspect of school. Not necessarily the tests or the papers and the reports and stuff, but just learning new things. And that is why I really, really love Masterclass. I took a couple of their classes this fall and I truly feel like those classes elevated my life and boosted my confidence. And I just loved them. I took two classes. I took Kris Jenner's and Anna Wintour's, my gals, my favorite girls, you know. Kris Jenner taught the power of personal branding. So you basically like learn the behind the scenes on how she does everything, the key steps to maintain a personal brand. And overall, she's just so fun. And I was entertained and invested the whole class. And I learned so much for my life and my work. And then I also took Anna Wintour's class, which teaches creativity and leadership. And it's just actually so crazy to have access to one of the most powerful women in media and entertainment who's like teaching me stuff. You know, she taught the importance of surrounding yourself with people's opinions who you trust, developing a creative vision, and how to own who you are without apology, which is just such a useful lesson. I took away so much from both of the courses and I have a lot of newfound motivation since taking them. And I just think you would all feel the same way. Or because the holidays are upon us, gifting someone Masterclass would make such a memorable gift. There are so many instructors, so many classes that could suit you or anyone in your life. There's classes from Bill Clinton, Amy Poehler, Gordon Ramsay, Lewis Hamilton, Bill Nye, the Science Guy, and so, so many more. They really feel like your own personal mentors that will take you or someone you care about to the next level. It's just awesome to like learn from the best of the best, you know? With over 11 categories and 180 instructors with classes on leadership to basketball, they will have a class for you. An annual membership to Masterclass is just $10 a month or $120 a year for unlimited access to one-on-one classes with all 180 plus Masterclass instructors. This holiday season, give one annual membership and get one free at masterclass.com/circle. Right now, you can get two memberships for the price of one at masterclass.com/circle. That's masterclass.com/circle. Offer terms apply.
Have like spouses ever been like standoffish to you or like kind of been like, you touch my husband? Has anyone ever pulled you aside and been like, listen?
No.
Get your little hands off him. I'm just kidding.
No, that's never happened. That's never happened because...
Like in general, has it ever happened to anyone on the show?
Oh, I'm sure.
Okay.
I know. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, that okay. has definitely happened.
Okay.
Yep. I mean, lots of people break up and...
There's a lot of like relationship focus, I feel like, on the show. Like from the press.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, that's just... It's like as if The Bachelor and dancing like combined.
Right.
Like that's what they love to follow those stories.
They love it.
If there's a little like spark of something, they roll with it.
Well, that's, and also like the press isn't trained.
No.
In dance. And so they see like
oh, you guys really like each
exactly.
other.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And so they totally play that up.
Yeah.
Even if they're not dating at all.
Right. You know? Which is probably the case more often than not.
Exactly. That is almost always the case.
Right. Yeah. But everybody blows things out of proportion. Yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah, I mean, if you're a professional, like all of us are, you know where the line is, and you try to make sure that the spouse feels comfortable.
Yeah.
At least for me, it's like, I know what that's like to build that trust. And
right.
You have to have that in a marriage. Otherwise, you don't have anything.
Exactly.
Especially in this profession.
Yeah.
Like, you have to have that, and you have to have a boundary of professionalism.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense. Does it annoy you sometimes, like when the press blows things out of proportion?
I mean, that's never happened to me.
It's never happened to you specifically, but like when you see something going on.
Yeah.
When you see that nothing's going on and then you like turn on or you're like scrolling on your phone or something and then you see like, is there trouble for this person and this person because they're on Dancing with Stars? Are you like, this is so annoying?
I don't know. Yeah, I do feel like it's a little bit blown out of proportion, but I'm just so used to the press doing that.
Yeah.
That it just doesn't really annoy me anymore. I'm kind of like with this whole Riley and Harry thing, I'm like super into it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, okay, what did you guys get? Anything?
Right.
Did you get any dirt today? I'm so into it. I mean, Bachelor in Paradise. Like, yeah. I love all that stuff. Okay, let's make it into something.
Okay.
I don't know. I like it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, also, have you known Riley like forever?
Yeah, so my best friend Lindsay's little sister.
Right.
Yeah. So I've known her since she was little, and then my sister and her are the same age.
Okay.
So we kind of all like grew up together too. So she's like my little sister.
Right. You guys have so many connections.
I know,
feel
it's
like
really weird. It's a Utah thing. It's like everybody, and also the dance world is just so small.
Right.
It's so small. Like if you know, you know, like the best ballroom dancer, like everyone probably knows them too. Like,
right.
It's just this really small community.
Yeah. And it's like you probably just get so close so fast with these people because you're working, like you're dancing together. It's just like it's all consuming. And I feel like it's like nice to have like a kind of family within that world.
Yeah. Well, it was amazing that like my first job out here was So You Can Dance, and it was with Lindsay. Like that was such a huge blessing because like we were in LA like at 18 years old. Like we had just graduated high school.
It's crazy
and we were like thrown to the wolves basically, but like at least we had each other. That was like such a huge blessing, and so we kind of just like gravitated towards each other like our whole career.
And
obviously her family and my family were very close too.
So she has two little girls and you have two little boys.
I know.
It's so funny.
It is so funny. It's really cute. I'm like, you know that they're going to be going on dates like when they grow up. Like, you know that they will, because they're like almost the same age.
Yeah.
Like both of them. So it's just been really fun, like having that journey of motherhood with her too. And, you know, we've both like really matured and, you know, like we're in good places and so that we can really be in a good spot to like have a good friendship.
Yeah, it's amazing. Are you guys when you're in Utah, are your homes close? Like, are you in the same area?
Yeah, they're pretty close.
Okay.
Yeah, they're pretty close. So that's been good.
It's exciting. I mean, it's just so cool. Like I said, I remember watching like the auditions of So You Think You Can Dance, and you were like, you guys were like, we're best friends. It would be so cool if we went on together. And then you did.
Yeah.
And like, you're still journeying together.
So messed up though, like how they told us on So You Think You Can Dance that we've made it to the top 20.
I don't know that I remember.
So they brought us both in.
Okay.
Together.
I feel like this
and
might
it is
be
like
familiar.
The most dramatic setting you've ever seen in your life.
Isn't it's like a pitch black room?
Pitch black.
Yeah.
Like with like three lights.
Yeah.
And you're like, am I being interrogated
right now? Right.
We're going up together and they go, we don't have room for both of you. And we're like, oh my gosh.
Okay.
No. And they go, Whitney, you're going through.
And
Lindsay's crying. Lindsay's crying her eyes out.
Right.
And we're hugging.
Right.
And then they go, just kidding. We can take both of you. And I'm like, okay. So
that's
they're
not
the worst.
Even, that's like so, they didn't even try to
actually
do something creative.
That was, oh. It was so bad. I'm like, you guys have got to be kidding me. So that's how they told us that we were making it through.
Right.
So like from then on, it was like, Oh my gosh. And then we had to compete against each other.
Yeah.
So then it was like best friends competing.
Right.
And of course you try not to like let that affect your friendship.
Right.
But that's hard to do.
Yeah. And so you think you can dance is there's no, it's just single competitors, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's no partnership. I mean, you dance with.
You get partnered with people.
You get partnered with people.
Yes.
Yeah. And right. then, yeah, and then you just try, but like it's all individual, like only one person wins.
Right.
And then you have to do solo. So it's really like a solo competitive show.
Right.
So that's, yeah, that was stressful.
Like, did you?
How could you do that to 18-year-old
yeah,
girls?
Yeah, no, that's
so sad.
Crazy.
It is sad.
Do you like keep in touch with anyone that was on your, like, was that a bonding experience? So you think you can dance?
Yes, for sure. It definitely was. And then we went on tour right after that as well.
Oh, nice.
And so we all kind of bonded that way. And yeah, I speak to some of them still, but it's just been so long,
yeah.
you know, that it's hard to, like, I can barely keep up with my own, like, siblings right now.
Right.
It's like, you know, so we, you know, they comment on my Instagram.
Yeah, yeah,
and,
yeah.
Like, just
I consider that, like, keeping in touch.
Me
and I'm
too.
Like, should I? I don't know. But, like,
no.
I definitely do.
But that's what's so great about social media is you can keep up with people that you've known.
Right.
Years past.
Yes.
And still feel like you know what they're doing. And
yeah.
you can see their kids and whatever.
Right.
So, yeah. So, I you know, we kind of keep in touch on social media. So.
That's
it's
so,
good. I know.
That's amazing.
It is. It's been a trek for sure. And now I'm just kind of like transitioning. I'm kind of like figuring out like what I'm doing now because dance has been like such a huge part of my life.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
For so long.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like, what is my role now, you know?
Right. And have you found like other stuff that you're like, oh, I actually... Because I feel like when you've been doing something for so long, it's like all you can kind of envision yourself doing.
Right, right.
And then when you have to take a step back, all of a sudden then you start to realize that you like actually enjoy
different
other
hobbies.
Things that you never
yes.
knew was possible.
Yes, and that's kind of like what I've taken this time for myself to figure out, okay, what do I like? Because
yeah.
I feel like social media is more an outlet for me. It's not necessarily like a business. Like,
right.
I just love sharing my kids and I love like sharing my life.
Yeah.
And like that community is really amazing to me.
Right, right. Especially because it's been people who's been watching you for so long that they probably
yes.
love seeing that too.
And they're just like so supportive
yeah.
and like we can just bond over now, like motherhood now.
Right, right.
Which is
it's
so,
so
cool. Yeah, exactly. So that's what I've been taking kind of this year to figure out. You know, what I like to do
yeah.
and what are my hobbies. And I just feel like dance has been just all consuming.
Right.
And that's all I've known. But I love health and skin and beauty. And
yeah.
so I just came out with a new skincare. It's called Active Earth.
Okay.
And it's
amazing.
Very like it's all organic, 100% clean ingredients.
Yeah.
So I grew up with eczema my whole life.
Okay.
And it's been really bad, like, the last, like, few years. And I really kind of dove into, like, clean skincare.
Yeah.
And, like, stuff that actually worked, but that didn't have all of the crap and all the stuff in it.
Right.
And so I really couldn't find anything that smelled good, that actually worked. And so I just created my own.
It's amazing.
And it's been really good. It's been perceived really well.
Yeah.
And we have you heard about silver? Like all the benefits of silver?
No.
So it's kind of a new thing.
Okay.
That I feel like we're kind of like we got in kind of at a good time with it.
Yeah.
But the more I've studied and educated myself about silver, the more it's been a secret for like centuries. Like people have used it for centuries.
Okay.
Like health, wellness. You know, have you heard of colloidal silver that you spray in your mouth?
No.
Like I spray it in my kid's mouth.
Really?
If I ever think that they're getting sick. So it's an antimicrobial. It's like a natural antimicrobial.
Interesting.
And so when you put it on your skin, it kills the bacteria naturally.
Okay.
Which is like, where has this been?
Right.
Yeah. So it can actually help like with acne. It can help soothe any sort of like minor cuts and burns.
Really?
And it's a very cool like material that like you can't find. It's a natural preservative. So
yeah.
instead of like the fake preservatives That's what preserves our body lotion, is the silver.
Oh, cool.
And so there's just a really, some of them are really amazing, like, things about silver. So that's in our body lotion.
Yeah.
And so it's been perceived super well. And it's just been really kind of fun to kind of like explore that. And then I also had, I had skin cancer like when I was 19.
Oh, wow.
And so that was also happening while I was doing the show.
Oh, my God.
And I got surgery and all the things. And so that's just been a big part of my skincare journey as well.
Right, I'm sure.
As just like finding the, like, the best products for your skin too.
Yeah.
And so that's been a big, like, motivating factor for this, for Active Earth as well.
Wow. And so I want to try it. That sounds amazing.
I'll have to send it to you. It's amazing.
So is it just, is it body lotion and then like other?
So right now we just have the body lotion.
Okay.
It's calendula.
Okay.
So have you heard about calendula?
No, you're you're teaching me so much.
It's very, it's a very holistic plant that's become super popular with all the holistic crunchy people.
Yeah.
Which I'm starting to get a little bit crunchy.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, yeah, it's great.
I'm into it. But it's very healing. It's like your skin protectant. Like it's like if you have any sort of, like, I'll put it on my kids if they have rashes on their face or on their bum. I'll put it on, like, I'll put our body lotion all over.
Yeah.
And it will completely, like, take it away.
Wow.
Like, I don't want to be over, like, overdoing it, but, like, no, honestly,
I'm
it actually it actually works. And then we're coming out with a wound care dressing.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is really cool. It's a medical grade silver gel.
Okay.
And so you can
put it
on everything and anything. So I actually, this is actually one of my big mom fails, actually. Okay. I'm going to tell you this.
Yes.
So we moved to Florida.
Yeah.
I have not told anybody this yet.
Okay. Your
online.
Secret's safe with us.
Yeah. It's just going to be everywhere now.
This is a safe space. There's no judgment here in the circle. Don't worry.
Hopefully your friends are they're not going to judge me too
hard. They're so sweet. They will not, I promise.
But this is good to say because I'm like, I'm sure every mom has felt this. And so anyway, so we went to Florida. We did this huge scalloping extravaganza out in the ocean.
Okay.
Which, by the way, everyone should do. It's like a bucket list thing. Like, it's,
that sounds cool.
So, so cool.
Yeah.
So we took a pontoon. Jet at this point was 3 weeks old.
Okay.
So he was really little.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I'm doing it anyway.
Right.
Like, just bring him along.
Yes.
Like, we've got to still live our lives, right?
Right.
So we go. I kept him shaded the entire day.
Like, yeah.
Fed and, like, shaded. He came home completely red.
Oh, no.
Like, he had been, I think he'd been burned from the reflection off the water.
Oh,
or something.
Okay.
And just over time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I'm like, I had no idea. Like,
yeah.
I had no idea. I wouldn't
have any
And
idea
they
either.
Say not to put sunscreen on just in case they have allergic reactions or
something. Right, right.
And so I had not done that yet. So I'm like, I'm not going to put sunscreen on in case he gets an allergic reaction.
Yeah, you're not
out
supposed
here.
To do sunscreen until a certain
exactly.
age.
Exactly.
And
I'm like, newborns usually don't burn.
Right.
Like, that has not happened to me with my oldest.
Right.
So anyway.
I would have done the same thing.
You are
totally fine.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
But it was the saddest thing ever. He woke up completely swollen.
Oh,
like,
no.
Just his whole face was burned. The next day was even worse. He started to blister.
No.
Literally cheeks and forehead.
Okay.
Big, huge blisters.
Yeah.
And then the blisters broke and it started to become red. So his whole face was red. I can't even show you the pictures because you'll probably cry. I literally couldn't look at him because I would just bawl my eyes out.
Yeah.
Because I knew it was my fault. And it was the worst thing ever. Needless to say, worst time of my life. I started putting this wound care dressing on.
Okay.
That's our wound care. Because I'm like, what do I freaking put on you?
Like, yeah, you can't.
I'm scared to do, like, what do you do? Like, what do you put on it? I don't know. And I don't want to do something random that, like, I don't know about.
Exactly.
So I'm like, I know what this is. I know what's in it.
Yeah.
I'm going to put this on his face.
Okay.
Not kidding you. 3 days later, he was perfect.
Really?
Like, perfect.
Wow.
So that's kind of why I'm, like, pushing this, because I know it works and I know it's safe.
Right.
And so I'm like, so that's kind of our next product that we're doing is the silver wound care dressing.
That's a really cool product. It's I feel like no one's ever.
And it's just cool to keep it in your back. Like if for some reason your son touches the stove or something, it's like, yeah. What do you, you know, like yeah. What do you put on it?
And you also, there's just like, it's comforting that you know what's in it because that's there is so thing. Many things where like I'm looking at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what any of these are.
Exactly. And yeah. So that's really cool. And I feel like it will be perceived pretty well, hopefully. But that will be launching soon. And then we're going to come out with like a muscle cream because, you know, I'm a dancer. Right. And
that's that makes amazing.
Sense. And so it's kind of been fun to kind of play with new stuff that I like to do. Like yeah. That's just something that I'm so passionate about. So
and you're learning like yeah. So much. Yeah, it's yes. Awesome.
It's been really cool. So I'm excited. Is there anything you're worried about with this new baby coming in or do you feel pretty good?
And I'm always like kind of just like always worrying a little bit. Like chill enough, but like yeah. I could muster up something I'm worried about all the time.
Yeah. No, you don't need to.
Yeah. But I just think like right now I'm in the zone of like it's happening sooner and sooner every single day.
Yeah. Do you have like the nursery ready? And
No. We did find some mold in our home. Oh, so we're having
that
to like
is so stressful. Lit.
We luckily are very lucky we have like another like little guest studio thing.
Oh, good. Okay.
So we're moving into there.
Oh, good. Okay.
And we'll be living in there.
When the baby comes.
And so, like, nice. We're in the process of, like, getting that ready for us to live in / the baby to be in. So things have been in a little bit of, like, limbo.
Limbo. But yeah. You've still got a few weeks.
We got a few weeks. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Are you getting induced?
No. I'm not planning on it.
You're just going to go into labor. That's good.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
I'm like such a planner that I was like 39 weeks. I need to be in the hospital.
Yeah.
Having this baby.
I get that. Like and then, more and more I'm understanding that.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I don't like not knowing when this is going to happen.
I know. But that's the exciting part.
I guess.
Yes.
I guess it's
so
exciting.
And my jet came 2 weeks early. And so that was kind of fun. I was like, oh my gosh, are we doing this?
Yeah.
Okay.
What about your first?
Spontaneous. My first was induced.
Okay.
Yep. And then I ended up having a C-section. And then turns out I can't have babies naturally. So
really?
It's been fun.
Wow.
Yeah. So I just have C-sections now from now on.
Yeah.
So my pelvis is like tilted or something.
The things you learn.
I'm like, it's fine. As long as they're out.
And healthy. And
that's all you can ask for, right? Yeah. But your labor's going to be perfect. It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be what it is.
What it is.
And then I will have a healthy baby and
you
that
will.
Is all that matters.
Yes. And yeah. It will be magical and it'll be amazing. Like I still, like my first one, I had expectations.
Yeah.
Like I was going into it like, okay, it's going to be like perfect. I mean, obviously that's what you hope for.
Right.
And it was. It just wasn't like
exactly
natural.
What you thought it was going to be.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I ended up having a C-section. I was disappointed about that. And then I was like, you know what? Like, as long as he's here healthy,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
all that matters. So it's so good that you have that mentality.
Yeah.
Of just like, you just want a healthy baby.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah. I think I've learned that you cannot plan because it never goes to plan.
No.
And I would be so disappointed when it doesn't go to plan. And I
right.
know that about myself.
Right.
So I'm like, I can't plan.
No.
I have no, it's kind of like refreshing to just be like, I simply
yes,
cannot plan.
Yes. And that is such a good attitude to have. And mine was kind of like, traumatic, but a little bit. And then afterwards, like, I wanted to, like, do it all again.
Yeah.
So, like, the fact that, like, it was that magical.
Right.
Is just amazing. And
yeah.
And then the newborn smell and this, oh, it's the best thing
ever. The smell is actually crazy. My best friend just had a baby and they were staying with us this past weekend. And I was like, she's the best smelling thing I've ever smelled in my life.
In your life. And then your hormones, I'm sure, are just like, oh my gosh. So I actually held, if you're like ready to go into labor and you're like, okay, I'm past it.
Okay.
Like I need to get this baby out.
Yeah.
And you're like 40 weeks.
Yeah.
Hold someone's newborn baby.
Really?
Yes.
That'll do it?
That literally put me into labor.
Really?
I'm not even kidding. I held Lindsay's baby.
Yeah.
2 days later, I was in labor. And I'm like, the hormones were just like, they were going.
That's wild.
Isn't that weird?
That's good to know. I'll find one. I'll find a newborn somewhere. And
yeah. Just have your friend come back and stay with you.
Exactly.
But no, it's amazing. I feel like everyone that was, like when I first had my baby, everyone was like, oh, just wait until you can't sleep and like all the bad things.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay, I know what I'm doing. Like, I know that I'm not going to have any sleep.
Right.
But like, don't just like marinate on that.
I know.
That,
you know? Like, just wait because this is going to happen.
Is that bugging you or no?
It's annoying.
That like bugged me so bad.
Because it's just like, I already am worried. Like, I'm already nervous about this.
Right.
And like, I don't
tell
think.
Tell me.
You think, do you think that I actually think I'm going to sleep?
No. Yeah. No, like, and like what we're you, not.
I'm aware.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're like, it's a baby. I know he's going to be up crying.
I know,
and
I
screaming.
Have to feed him like every 2 hours.
Yes.
Like, I'm well aware that yes. I will not be sleeping.
But it's so amazing. Like, it's so amazing. You don't even care that you're tired because you're just like, it's the best thing ever. Do you guys have a name yet?
We do. We have.
Have you announced it yet?
We haven't. No? But like, because we're also like probably not going to like make it official until he's born.
That's smart.
But then at the same time, like,
you know, what
I don't know why I'm even saying that, because it's like, I don't know what else I would name him. Like, if he, you know
right,
what I mean? And we think of other names we like and we're like, okay, we'll use that for the next baby.
Oh.
Like, it's like, there's nothing.
There's just like, this is it.
I think we're both, it's like so scary to be like, here's his name.
Yes.
So like, we just are like,
but
we're not 100% sure.
Do you call him by his name?
And, mm-hmm.
Oh, you do. Okay.
Yeah.
That was hard for me to do. Like, I couldn't call him a name. Like, I just always called him baby.
Yeah.
Because it was so hard for me to imagine, like, what the heck he looked like.
Yeah.
Like, with the second one, it was a little bit easier.
Right, because like, you could picture.
He might look like him. But
yeah.
I had, like, nightmares, like, of my kid looking like a, like, weird dreams, like a skeleton.
Really?
Like, with no skin. Because I was so worried about what he was going
to
look like.
Right.
I don't know why. Isn't that such a weird concern?
There's so much unknown.
I know. You're like, what the heck? And the ultrasound lady was like, he has the most hair I've ever seen.
Really?
So I'm thinking it's going to be like just a head
long,
of hair.
Yeah.
Like just
flowing hair.
I don't
hair.
Know why that stressed me out so bad of like not knowing what he looked.
Did he have a lot of hair?
He had so much hair.
Did you have indigestion?
So much indigestion.
Okay.
So much. Because
that's like an old wives' tale that like if you have really bad indigestion.
I 100% believe that.
Well, I have terrible indigestion.
Oh,
and I'm like, he's got to have hair down to his feet.
Oh, 100%.
Like 100%.
Oh, but that's going to be so cute.
I mean, there's no other option. Like, he has to have the most hair any baby's ever had, considering the amount
of indigestion.
I'm throwing up in my own mouth every single day.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it has the ultrasound tech seen hair.
She didn't say anything.
Yeah, see, some don't, and then some are like, oh, my gosh, look at his hair.
Right.
But
maybe it's like blonde or
hair.
Something, so that's why they can't see it.
Has Cody have...
Cody had blonde hair when he was a kid.
Okay.
My mom had like bright blonde hair when she was a kid. My brother had bright blonde hair when he was a kid. Cody's dad has blonde hair.
Oh, interesting. So,
I'm
that
like,
would be
maybe?
So cute. So this is hilarious. Both my boys were born with jet black hair.
Yeah.
All fell out and blonde.
Really?
Out blonde, spiky hair.
That's
so
cute.
Even if they're born with black hair.
Yeah. You never know.
You never know. Could be
there
blonde.
Is,
like, they're blonde.
Wow.
Like, Jet is like a towhead. And he was born with, like, thick black
That's
hair.
That's so funny.
Isn't that weird?
It's crazy.
Yeah, but it's going to be amazing. And you're going to love it.
I'm excited.
Yes.
Thank you so much for answering all of my questions that I've always wanted to ask someone who's on
course.
Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, my gosh. That was fun.
And just for... And teaching me about so many skincare things that I had no idea about. And I can't wait to try.
Well, they're amazing and you really should. I'll send you some for sure.
I'll
so
definitely
you can try it. Yes.
Yeah. Whitney, thank you so much for joining us. This has been amazing.
Good.
Do you want to tell the Circlers where they can find you on Instagram or whatever it is?
I'm sure. Yeah. So you can find me on Instagram at Whitney Carson, no H. My mom was a little... Trying to get a little unique there, but it's just been like difficult to spell my name. And then my new skincare line is Active Earth. And then you can find them at Active Earth Organics. And so That was so much fun.
This was so fun. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And if your newborn's ever burned, you know where to find some wound care.
I really appreciate
Hopefully
you sharing that with us.
Don't have to deal
and
with that.
I don't want you to feel shame for that at all.
No,
because I would have done the same thing.
But you know, just the guilt is just
no.
Like,
I know,
but
I
don't feel shame. But I'm like, oh, I don't could have avoided
and
that.
Nobody say anything.
No, they
won't.
It's fine. I'm used to it. Like, you get some of those trolls on Instagram.
Always.
I kind of love this one girl, though, because it's just always entertaining. Like, I don't, like, my mom's like, just block her. I'm like,
what am I going to laugh at?
Yeah, I like to see what she's saying about us. Like, it's just funny.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway. But that was so fun to talk to you.
It was
Good
so fun to talk to you. Thank you.
With your baby boy.
Thanks.
It's the best.
Thank you so much.
The boys love their moms.
I'm excited.
And as soon as he says, like, I love you, mom. Like, you're going to be dead.
I already know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Oh, good.
Well, thank you so much.
Yes.
And thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.